I live in Bloomfield. You all know that. And so proud of what's happened to the Bloomfield school system. It's just incredible. It's a story. If you mentioned this a few years ago, they would have said to you, they being the general public, it'll never happen. Well, it has. And I'm so proud this morning to have in the studio live with me the superintendent of the Bloomfield School System, Dr. James Thompson, and the principal of Bloomfield High School, Daniel Moletti. And Dr. Thompson, great to see you, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And also to you, Daniel, you've been principal at Bloomfield High how long now?
This is my third year at Bloomfield High School.
Third year. Well, I was going over some of the information with my listeners very, very early this morning, and when you think that here is Bloomfield High School, one of the lowest performing high schools here in Connecticut, now in the top 10. It's just incredible in a few years, and it's happened. It's happened, Jim, since you came to town. Just what did you have to do? What did you have to do to get us where we are now?
I'll start the discussion, but just to put it back in context in terms of what you've said, in 2011, Bloomfield High was one of the five lowest performing high schools in the state of Connecticut, and that was according to the Connecticut State Department of Education. And we're very proud today that we received word from a recent report by the U.S. News and World Report that Bloomfield High is number 36 in the state out of 349 high schools.
Wow.
Going back to when we started this journey in 2011, there were many things that we had to put in place, and I'm going to let Dan kind of speak to some of those, but I'll get you started with the discussion. First and foremost, what the district did was to create a blueprint, and that blueprint consists of four priorities: holistic accountability, rigorous curriculum, instruction. And also, we had the third priority was positive school climate, and the fourth one was parent and community engagement. And each school in the district, including the high school, developed their own school improvement plan modeled after the district accountability plan. And Dan, I'll let you talk about the specifics in terms of what you guys did at Bloomfield High School.
Let me just say this, Dan, too, and thank you. Thank you, Jim. Before you start here, when I walk into Bloomfield High School today, okay, and I am in and out, and I go to the school and know a lot of the students and teachers, it is entirely different. There is a dress code, number one, a dress code. And what you have done at the high school, really, Dan, is remarkable. I mean, you're in the top 10. I mean, who would have thought that a few years ago?
I think we as a district and a school believe that we can always get to this point. As Dr. Thompson stated earlier, district with the four priorities laid the foundation for the schools, especially Bloomfield High School and our school improvement plan. I think the laser-like focus that we had on certain areas, we looked for small incremental gains. And basically it was a call to action because our students deserved it. We owed it to them. And we put them out there, and we built a competitive-type environment around the four A's that we like to focus on, which is academics, the arts, athletics, and agroscience. Students weren't just coming to school to sit in classrooms and learn. We were building lifelong learners. Often you hear, like, say, high schools were preparing kids for real life. Bloomfield High School, this is real life. What goes on in the school transpires into how they...
You know, one of the things that I have noticed, I mean, sports, they've always, you've all been, always been right there when it comes to sports. But what I have noticed is the dress code, for example. That makes everybody, you know, understand that, you know, this is how we're operating.
Right.
But, I mean, to go this far in such a short amount of time is the remarkable thing, and I think that is the reason people are talking about Bloomfield High School statewide now.
Yes, sir. Like I said earlier, it's all about the buy-in behind the mission and vision that we have, not only in the district but the high school. We want to prepare our students to have those skills that are going to make them successful and be competitive in whatever area they choose when they leave high school, whether it's college, technical, going to work, or the military. Every student must have a plan for when they leave, and it's our goal and our job to make sure that that takes place.
But, you know, the top 10% is really when you when you think about it.
Yes.
And, you know, when you look at some of the, you know, U.S. News and World Report, I mean, when you make, you know, a magazine like this and you're out there, something has got to happen. Quite a transformation in just 6 years.
Yes, sir.
That's the remarkable thing, and I don't think everybody understands that.
Right.
But in just 6 years, what has happened? How important? And I want to ask you this because I've talked about it a long time for a lot of schools. How important is a dress code?
It's important because it starts with the structure. And we talked about the culture of the building. And we want to build a culture of respect and success. So as I stated earlier, this is real life. We're preparing our students for what comes after high school. And it puts everyone on the same level in a sense that we all know we're here to learn extracurricular activities and give some back to the community. So what it does, it builds a structure in school that we're looking for and a focus from every student.
You know, another thing, too, that was amazing to me when I got all of this information is that the seniors at Bloomfield High School, the seniors earned approximately $2 million in scholarships over the past 2 years.
That's correct.
If anybody said that, if I said that to somebody 3 years ago, they would have said, I need help, you know? But it's amazing. It really is amazing.
It's excellent. It's like I said, we built a competitive environment, and which has turned into a pretty positive culture. And we're looking to continue that, those scholarships this year through athletics, the arts, music, performing arts. But a lot comes, too, from the kids' involvement in the community through community service as well.
Now, also, I understand that the high school, and I say this to you, Jim, the high school is recognized in the national rankings and earned a bronze medal.
And also, I want to put it in another national context. You know, when you think about Connecticut is one of the top states in the country relative to education. It's only second from the most recent report that I read to Massachusetts. So when you put everything in context, not only the state, but also nationally, this really is very powerful in terms of how well our students are performing in one of the top performing states in the country.
You know, another thing too, it seems to me when you go into the school, there is an attitude. You can they just the kids feel what they are. Do you know what I'm saying?
I
here
do. I do, yes.
They feel what they are.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it. They're helping me, but I can do it.
That's correct.
Well, that speaks to our third priority, positive school climate, and that really goes to the heart of what you just described, Brad.
Well, there's no question about it. Got to take a break here, and we'll be this morning to be saluting Bloomfield High School and the tremendous record that they are setting. In just a few years, one of the top schools now here in the state. It's remarkable. And I have the superintendent, Dr. James Thompson, with me this morning, and the Bloomfield High School principal, Daniel Moletti. Now, you work with the young people at the high school, and as I've said here, there is such a difference when you just walk in the high school. And How long did it take you? Now, you've been there, what, 3 years now?
I've been in the school for 10 years. This is my third year as a principal.
I mean, I was saying, as principal,
yes,
it's
sir.
Been 3 years, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when you first went in there, you knew that you had a goal to reach, and you reached it in a short time.
You spoke earlier about the laser-like focus. I think it's what Dr. Thompson spoke about before, is from the board level down to central office to the school-level leadership, we have a shared vision. And our vision was all the same, and it was to make sure that our students had a nice, safe learning environment that was conducive to learning. And with the leadership team we have in place right now with our director of literacy, Dr. Burl Irene Bailey, and assistant principal, Jill Lorraine, it's about adult modeling, and it's about showing the kids what's expected of them. And with the help of our teacher leaders, our teachers, instructional staff, community partners, and especially parents and students, you always hear that term, it takes a village. And that's what it is. It's a family. And we all have the same goal, and that's to have our students be the best that they can be at all aspects of life.
And you know something? And the kids, when you see them, when you meet them, this is how they are.
Yes, sir.
And it is sad in a way that it did take a while to do it, but to come in to Bloomfield, to change the whole system, like the two of you and all of the folks that are working with you are doing, I mean, it is remarkable, and so proud. The kids are proud.
They are,
and you can see it. You can see it, James, when you meet them.
Yes, no question about it. We're very proud of these recent achievements, and there've been many. We also recognize that we have much more work to be done, and I think the achievements that we are beginning to celebrate really validates the fact that we are moving in the right direction.
And again, how many students now at the high school? What is
approximately 535?
535 students
at Bloomfield High School.
Now, I would assume by all the information that I had previously that you have a good many of your seniors when they graduate going on to college.
We do. And it's not always, students have different plans, but that's the key, is that they have a plan after high school. We're right around 90% of our students that are enrolled, that enroll in a two or four-year university, while others go choose technical schools, the workforce, or the military.
You know, that's something that I'm glad you mentioned, the technical schools. Because there are jobs out there.
Absolutely.
I was talking to a plumber the other day, and believe me, I mean, these jobs today, and they're looking. Mm-hmm. They're looking for talented young people, and I just think it's a tremendous thing. And you also mentioned to the kids that that's a viable educational avenue to take.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's about building human potential. And in what areas the skills the students need. You look at the way the world is changing. The skills needed to be successful are changing. You said you talked to a plumber. I just had my brakes done the other day.
Ah.
You know, we have a lot of kids that are very gifted in automotive.
You'll be paying for that for a while, too.
You know it. But it's to prepare kids to be successful.
Well, it's been delightful to have you folks in here this morning. And when I found out about this, and it was Donna. Donna said to me, because she's been working with me for many years, she's talking about the school and being on the board and everything else. I said, look, we got to get this word out. So this is the reason that I invited you in here, and delighted that you were able to come. And Dr. James Thompson, you're not going anywhere.
No, I'm here. I'm here for the duration. And I just want to say in closing that one other nugget of achievement is the fact that our district enrollment is up 4%, which is the highest over a 10-year period. And if you've been following what's been going on, not only around the state, the region, but the country, enrollment is down in schools and districts for the most part. So we're very, very proud to be able to speak to the fact that the enrollment is increasing. And I think it's increasing for the fact that people have renewed confidence in the Bloomfield Public Schools.
No question. And somebody who lives in the town and I have for 30 years, I have seen the difference. I've seen the growth, and so many of the parents. That's the wonderful thing too. The parents are really, really involved.
Yes.
And that's what it takes. It's a whole team effort, as we say. So thank you, Daniel Moletti, my special guest, principal of Bloomfield High School, and Dr. James Thompson is our superintendent. Well, God bless you both, and God bless the whole system for what has happened, because that is the key, and that is the reason that the town of Bloomfield is growing the way it's growing. And the businesses that are coming to the town, they know now. You know, they say you can buy style, but you can't buy class, okay? So this is what we have today in Bloomfield. So thank you for coming in, and continued success.
Thank you very much.
Coming up.